Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
Every little choice you make leads you on a path, and there's obviously consequences and things that come with those choices. But everything in my book, in my life, kept leading back to the choices I made and where they took me. So that's why we ended up naming it Choices, to the Hills and Back Again.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Jarena Patridge, you know her, you love her, and we just love chatting motherhood. She said she literally wants us to live in her neighborhood so we can mom together.
And a lot of insight about her past relationship and what led her to today, and kind of why it was a hard relationship, but check it out, because I think it'll resonate with you, and kind of the conversation of growing up one way and being in another place in your life, which we all can relate.
She was great. Guys, enjoy.
Hi. Hi. I love that you guys are in the car right now.
Hi, guys.
I literally just got a phone call from my son. He was just coming home from graduation. He's just in grade six. He's like, Mom, on my way home, I barfed in Sebastian's car. I barfed in my pants and inside of his car. I'm like, oh, shit. Of course, it wasn't the mom driving the mom. It was the dad.
Oh, no.
Prize porch.
In his prize Porsche. Oh, shit.
If it was on the pants, it at least don't smell up the car too bad.
I don't know. Oh, my God. Poor kid. I feel so bad.
Oh, my gosh. It's going around.
I don't know if he has a stomach flu. He said we ate a bunch of cookies after there was, like, a reception, and he ate cookies probably. I don't know. I'm just kidding. So. I used to bark in people's cars because I had motion sickness. So, okay.
No more questions.
Adriana, it's so nice to meet you.
Meet you guys.
Oh my. I'm going to do a story quickly.
Okay.
Should you guys can keep going?
Every time we're talking.
Coming soon.
Where are you guys located?
Toronto.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you're in California, right?
Yeah, I am.
And that's where you're from, so that's where you belong. I mean, we're from here, but we belong there, but it's okay.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's Toronto all the time, though, for the Hills. Like, every Monday, they had an after show at Much
with
Music.
Jesse Cruikshank.
Yes. So they would fly us up there, and I loved Toronto. That is such a long flight for the after show. That's like a 5-hour flight for an after show.
For one night, and then we'd fly back.
But that kind of seems exciting, especially when, how old were you?
God, early 20s. Like
that's so hard.
I know.
They're putting you on a plane and you're all together. Yeah, no, it's so funny. I just went and saw Jessie's. She has a stand-up act and she came to Toronto. And I saw it and she was talking a lot about that after show.
Oh, she was?
That's like a big part of her, like, her shtick.
Wait, I'm going to have to look her tour up and go watch her.
Yes.
Forever. I loved them, though.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's funny.
Thanks for coming on the podcast. We got your like synopsis of like what your book is and what it's about. And I was like, oh,
choices.
There's so much for you. There's so much to unpack in that book.
Yes. So when I did this book, my ghostwriter, Jen Schuster, who's amazing, it was so therapeutic, but there were definitely moments where I was like, no, I don't really want to dig into that. Let's just leave that where it's at and not talk about it. And she's like, Audrina, if you're going to do this book, we have to do it. Like, so she would look up certain things and she's like, let's talk more about this. Like, you never cleared this up or you never had a response to this. So a lot of it is, you know, not only the hills, but just stuff that I've been through in my life and fame and the after parties and kind of giving everybody like an inside look of what it was like 15 years ago.
how long were you, how long were the hills? How long were you on the hills?
I started filming the hills and I was like 18 and a half and then all the way up until I think I was like 25 or 26.
So much growing up right in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Did you want to be an actress
how'd they find you?
We kind of know reality TV now is like scouted. Script, like, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just follow me around.
And I talk about that in my book too. So I was going to night school college here in Orange County to be a psychologist. And then in the day I would go on auditions and I would go up to LA every week, twice a week for my acting classes. So I definitely wanted to do acting and, you know, modeling because easy money on the side. So I was driving to LA back and forth and I finally had to make a decision like, okay, I'm going to move to LA and give this a shot. I can always go back to school. My parents supported me. They're like, okay, if this is what you want to do, give it a shot. Otherwise, you're always going to wonder what if.
Yeah.
So I moved to LA and I was laying out by the pool and Adam DeVello, who was scouting the place out for Heidi and Lauren because they were going to fit them in San Fran. So they were moving back to LA and they didn't have it named. She didn't have any friends in LA. So yeah, I met him and within 2 to 3 weeks, I was on the hills. But we filmed for almost a year straight before they even, just to see the dynamic of all of us and kind of see how we all fit in together and if it worked, which it did. And yeah, it was a hit show. It was crazy. It happened like overnight.
I feel like we grew up on the hills. Like, yes. I feel like we watched the hills and I feel like, oh my God, Justin Bobby. Like, oh, yeah. I'd be like,
Justin.
You still know them.
Yeah, I still talk to him.
I feel like you guys were like the real, like 90210, like Brenda and Dylan. You know what I mean?
It was I know.
I remember when we like Justin Bobby and Audrey.
Is Justin Bobby a hairstylist?
He was. So that's how we met. I was the receptionist at a huge photo studio and he was there. This was before the hills. Right before the hills I started. And he was there on a Madonna, a Stephen Meisel shoot, assisting someone on Madonna's hair. And so he would walk back and forth in front of my desk and I was like, can I help you? Do you need something? So he just kept, and I talk about all of this in the book. It's like,
oh my God, they're going to die. People are going to die to read the book. So I feel like Teals was one of the first reality TV shows of its kind where it sort of wasn't like a house where everybody lived. Like it wasn't like the real world.
We don't know what, I mean, Lauren did Laguna Beach, so she kind of was a little seasoned and kind of knew what to do, and I never watched that show, so
I had no idea. Like, I was like, okay, well, if I want to be an actress, this is good practice for me to get comfortable in front of cameras and maybe see how this works. What, you know, let's give it a shot. But yes, it was like, we didn't have hair and makeup. Lauren and I lived together. We were going out every night, like getting home at 2 or 3 every night, you know, and then we had a film at like 8 in the morning. So the producers had keys to our apartment. So they would knock on our doors like, girls, be downstairs in 10 minutes. So I saw this scene the other day and we literally would get out of bed, go downstairs. We had mascara all over our hairs. We just didn't care. It was like we were so, that was us. And we would talk about what happened the night before and laugh about it. And, you know, now I feel like reality is very staged. Everyone gets hair and makeup done before and you're kind of calculated in how you're going to act and present yourself and what you're going to say and where you want to go in this scene. Then it was like, let's wake up, just show up and do whatever.
And other than obviously giving everyone the juicy details of behind the scenes of things that we didn't know in your book, why else did you want to write the book? What else is in there that you think people should know?
I really wanted, so also what inspired me to write this book was receiving so many DMs from girls all around the world wanting to know how I got out of my toxic relationship, you know, whether it was, you know, how I got out of it with Justin because they were in something so similar, or my last ex-husband in the divorce and how I healed from it and what helped me finally get out of that bubble. So I really talked about that and kind of gave, I was really vulnerable and I just gave them what helped me. And in the book, we have like a couple pages where it's like, here's the red flags, girls. Like, this is what I learned from the choices I made and where it led me and what I would have done differently and what to look out for. And here's what helped me get through it. And just, I wanted to give back and try to help.
So there are specific things that are consistent red flags. Just give us one.
Oh my, I mean, gosh, I wrote so many. I'm trying to think. This is like a graph ago, but let me.
We're the same. I'm like, was it the way he walks? Is it the way he says like foyer? Like, what is it?
I feel like sometimes when it's like everything's perfect and it's almost like they're doing everything right, you don't see the real side of them right away. And they're so charming. And usually after 3 to 6 months, you start seeing the real side. But then it's almost like the, not ghosting, but I don't know, there's just so much. There's emotional blackmail. There's the making you feel bad about yourself, but then talking you up and making you feel like they're the only ones that'll ever support you or be there for you and love you, that no one else will love you. And like, mm-hmm. you know, you feel stuck in a way. Like there's little signs that I wrote in the book to look out for it so you don't get wrapped up in that, or how to get out of it if you are.
That is helpful because I would assume that you got into those situations a few different times. And if a person has just gotten out of one and they're about to get into another, and that there's those like consistent things to look for, when you read them from someone who's been through it, it could be really helpful not to get yourself caught up again and stop it before it goes too far.
Yeah, because what I've learned, I never learned my lesson. So if you don't learn your lesson, you're just going to keep doing the same thing with a new person. And if you don't heal and get right with yourself, like you'll keep making the same mistakes. So
I was just talking to someone who's like, I'm having like some severe anxiety. And I said, you know, I can't help but think part of this is your relationship, because your head on paper, this person looks so good, but your heart is telling you that you know it's not right, because when you write down someone in a toxic relationship that looks so good, and then, but your body is like reject, like it's like you're constantly in fight or flight. I'm like, that's something to really think about.
Yeah.
Reflecting in your relationships, if your body is like actually physically reacting.
And I talk about that in my book too a lot, because even with my daughter, I try to teach her, if you have a feeling about something or someone, believe what you feel, you know, don't ignore that. Don't ignore that feeling. It's almost like, it's like your guardian angel or a little God wink, a nudge, like, hey, something's not right. Listen to it.
Yeah. Especially when it comes in a situation where you're like in flux, you know, I'm like, read a little more into that.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I wanted to ask you, because you social media wasn't what it was when you guys did the Hills. How thankful are you? How thankful are you for that? Or are you like, man, it would have been amazing.
No, Brody and I and Frankie, our podcast comes out soon. And we were actually just talking about that on the podcast. And we were so grateful that it wasn't around, because I mean, even back then, like, people would stand and watch us, but they had like sidekicks and like the Nokia phones. Nobody had iPhones, so they couldn't stand there and film us. Now, everywhere you go at dinner, anywhere, like, people are secretly filming you and listening. And like, we grew up and we were on a reality show back then where we probably did get away with so much, you know, and had more of a private life, even though we were on a reality show.
That's true.
I was totally thinking that, because I was like, when I was thinking about the Hills, I was like, well, number one, you wouldn't have to have everyone's opinion about you every time the show came out, right? Because the show does like put people into character. Like, they definitely cut what they want. It's not everything. And I was like, as someone at like 22 years old to read comments, because people are going to be loved and people are going to be hated on the show. Like, there's definitely people who are not as loved as other people. So
villains. Well, and that, like, for us, like, I guess that's more modern, reading the comments on Instagram and seeing what people think about you. Back then, it was like Perez Hilton. It was the boss. Like, that is what killed us. That is what, and like Us Weekly and all the, you know, the trash mags, but like all the gossip magazines and all of that, like, those were the comments and the so-called sources. It's like, who are these sources coming out and saying this about us? Like, who, they're not, it's not even right.
Are you friends with everyone still?
Yeah, I mean,
friendly?
I talked to Brody and Frankie, Kristen, Jason, Ashley, Heidi every now and then. So I guess I am. I don't talk to Spencer, but.
That's so funny, because I knew that was a whole.
I know, is that where you were going?
That was, you know,
I don't know where that, were you even thinking that?
No, actually, you know, we really do, because everyone's in their own circumstance and their own, like, no one knows anyone else's life, you know? Really try to never, ever talk badly, really, about anyone, because that just hurts people, you know? So we really try not to, like, get people to be like, so.
Well, that's awesome. I did this podcast a couple of weeks ago, and they're like, so how do you feel about what's being said about you? Is, and I was like, what? What's being said about me? Like, I don't read the I don't know. Like, what? Tell me.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, he just started telling me the things that Spencer was saying about me. And I was like, what? Like,
what is this? Like, 2022 or like 2050? Like, what year was this happening in?
I know. It was so funny. But yeah, this was a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, oh, okay. Well,
it's good to know.
Cool, thanks for letting me know.
Do people still want you to be like the Hills character? Like, do you feel like you're like, that is who people know you as, or do you feel like they now feel like you?
I think they know me as me because for the most part, like, I'm very consistent in who I am. Like, this is who I am. And on the show, there were moments where you have to step it up and otherwise it's going to be a boring show. You know, sometimes there are moments with the producers where, like, Audrina, you're at a 3. We need you to get it to a 10. Come on. It's not going to make it. I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? Like, so that's when you start improvising and improv acting and like, okay, let's just do this and get the scene over with. So you do what you got to do. But
part of the description of your book, it says you called it choices because like sometimes they can be the smallest choices that you make, almost like it, by the way I read it was like sliding doors, almost like on a whim, and then it can change you forever. Can you give us an example of something in your life that was like that? It was like you'd barely even, it just happened and forever it was changed.
Yeah, I mean, and this has changed in an amazing way. My daughter, you know, and I talk about this in my book, you know, when I got back, I was on a travel show for 2 years and my ex and I were kind of off and on. And then I got back, my aunt passed away and I was in such a vulnerable position. My ex was there for me. We ended up getting back together and I got pregnant. And that choice of just, you know, if I wouldn't have went to his house, or it would have changed everything and Kira would not have been here. So I'm so grateful for that. Even though everything I went through with him, it's like there's pros and cons to everything. But even with the show, the choices, you know, like I moved in with these two girls from Oklahoma and I met them in an elevator looking at apartments and I just moved in with these girls. We were laying out by the pool and that's like how I got discovered with Adam Devello. Like if I didn't move in there with these two random girls, I probably wouldn't have been on the hills. So yeah, every little choice you make leads you on a path and there's obviously consequences and things that come with those choices. But everything in my book and my life kept leading back to the choices I made and where they took me. So that's why we ended up naming it Choices, to the Hills and Back Again.
It's like rather than regret, it's like you made choices that brought you to places that you lived and experienced, rather than a lot of people live in like, if only I had, or I did this and that happened. It's like, you're like, I made a choice to go move in with these people and then this happened. So like a lot of your choices seem to have like a lot of positive outcomes.
And some people don't look back and reflect on it and they just sit there. They're like, how did I get here? We all didn't just get here. It was a series of choices that led us to here. And sometimes understanding and like going back and pinpointing those things are important. So you know that it's part of your story and it's going to get you to your next place. Where are you at now? Like, how are you doing? Are you a single mom? What's that like?
Oh yeah. You know, I'm doing really good now. Kira's going to be 6 next week.
Wow. I have one of those. I have one of those. Get ready, Audrina. Get ready. And you get crazy.
Oh, my God. I know. I feel like I'm starting to see the 6-year-old. Like, she wants, you know, she has very specific clothes she likes to wear and the way she wants her hair. And I'm like, okay, we're getting into a new phase. This is fun. Just being a mom is my priority. And a single mom, I'm with, you know, we're together all the time. And we do a lot of adventures and play dates and with all of her friends and cousins. And then, you know, trying to get back out in the dating world, being a single mom.
So excited.
Oh, it's like so hard.
So excited for you.
But it's fun. So I'm navigating that, trying to figure it out.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Do you have your daughter all the time?
Yeah. 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 So,
oh, wow.
I live so close to my family and they help me a lot with her. So, I have a lot of help when I need it, but yeah, she's like my little best friend. We have the best time together.
What do you do if someone's like, we are going to do a reality show part, like, would you go back and do that?
I feel like now reality is just so different than what it was.
Yes.
I've been approached for a few different types of reality shows and I turned them down just because it would take me away from my daughter and it wasn't in California. But even if it, for instance, like OC Housewives, it's not for me anymore. I feel like the drama and the living in that lifestyle, I did it for so long that I want to go more toward hosting or sitcoms or, you know, stuff like that, that it's a little more consistent. And
because you are an actor.
Yeah, I've done a few different things, or even hosting a show, which I've done too. And I loved that, just interacting with people. And again, for me now, I need consistency and I need a schedule. Like, it's really hard when it's all over the place and you just have to be ready to up and film and like, hey, we need you tomorrow night at this time. I'm like, okay, like, let me figure this out.
Yes. Yeah. Especially as a full-time mom.
Will you let your daughter watch The Hills?
I talked about this in my book. I think eventually, yes. And I'll watch it with her because now they can Google your name and there's a lot of explaining I'll have to do, but I can also teach her and use it in a positive way of, this is what I did and this is what happened because of it. So you're going to make your own choices, but learn from mine, like learn from other people's mistakes or the way they did things.
What's your job now?
Well, I'm doing the pod. Full-time mom.
Okay.
That's like a legit job.
That's like the big, especially with like doctors and forms and summer plans and like mental, keeping them alive and food and grocery shop. It's a full-time job.
And I'm so involved with her too, even at her school, that I help at the school a lot. I'm like that mom. So it's like Wednesdays we're at chapel and then I just help out whenever I can and whatever. But aside from that, I have a couple things in the works. And then with the podcast we're focusing on, it's The Hills Rewatch. Like, this isn't going to air until later.
Whatever you want it to air.
Yeah, I think The Hills, our podcast airs in July. So
you guys go and you basically, is it like you talking about each episode?
Yes, it's The Hills Rewatch. Was it real?
Be obsessed with that.
Yeah.
Oh, like scenes yeah. Did that really happen?
We've started from the very beginning, season one, episode one. And it's even hard for us to go. It's so cringy rewatching.
I was going to say, do you cringe? Are you cringing? Like, I don't know if I could go back and watch my life.
And like the kissing scenes.
Oh my God. And like
Oh my gosh. It's so hard. It's so hard to watch. I have to have a glass of wine to watch it.
At least it was kind of PG. Like, at least it was kind of like, I feel like the shows now are not even close to like being remotely PG. Cause I feel like the line of what drama is so intense because of TikTok and like online. It's like everyone's tolerance for drama and like satiating the situations, that it's gone so far that now people have to flip tables. Yes. Is your daughter there?
Yeah, she's popping out.
Please don't ever. Everybody is so used to dogs, animals, people, doors, children. We don't ever make people be quiet because we're on.
Okay. She pops in and out sometimes.
I love that.
We love it. We have seven. So, I mean, the fact that there's no one here right now is amazing.
Oh, you have seven.
Seven. Yeah, I've got four and she's got three. We just came.
Wow. You have them all together at times where they're just like.
Always together.
That's amazing.
I know, having a friend to do it with, because, you know, there are husbands, but really, we do the majority of the stuff with the kids, you know?
Yeah. And well, that's, yeah, with our friends, everything's based around the kids and what we do. Huh?
Hey, cutie. Is school over?
Yes. Yeah, so she got out of school May 31st.
Oh,
so
my gosh. Out,
yeah. And then they start the second week of August.
Okay.
So what do you do all summer, you two?
We go to the beach. We go to the park. She's in gymnastics. She made the elite team. So we go to that twice a week.
We're waiting to hear for our little lineup. We're waiting to get the email.
By the way, because her older daughter's on the older elite team. So we're both on the team. Yeah. So we get to go to the competitions together.
Dad's on the elite team too with gymnastics. Yeah.
Good for you. You must be so flexible.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what mine is all the time. Like with shorts on or
like everything. Yeah.
Everything.
They line up everything. If there's a bar, they're flipping over it. I'm like, okay, let's
her foot is always above her head. And I'm like, put it down.
When we were younger and there was a bar, we were on top of it too, lady. Let's not getting
out. Not this bar.
Oh, okay, girls.
So your podcast is going to be with you and Brody and who?
Frankie.
Yeah. What's it called?
It's To the Hills Rewatch. Was it? Yeah. The Hills Rewatch, basically. And we're rewatching all of the Hills episodes and we're talking behind the scenes. We have different celeb friends come on and producers from the original Hills giving the scoop and giving their two cents of how we were and what happened on their end as the proof.
Oh my gosh, that's juicy. But are you allowed to say anything?
Yeah, we're literally talking about everything and things that they deleted. And, you know, we're not bashing it's just like things that we went through and like, this is what really happened before this scene. And this is what the editing did. Careful, Kira. And so we're just giving like everything. And then we have fans call in and answer all of their questions. And at the end, like Frankie has like a confession moment where he asks me or Brody very like random questions that you don't always want to answer. So if you don't answer it, you have to drink. And if you answer it, you still have to drink.
Oh, fun. Oh, is Brody single?
Brody has a girlfriend right now.
I like that. I like that, Audrina, right now. I do like that, right now. That's good. I'm going to start using that.
And Audrina, you're single right now.
Right now.
I'm single right now.
Okay, so your book is, to tell us when your book is coming out, where people can find it.
So the book is coming out July. Oh my gosh. I'm like mixing the podcast with the book date.
Neither the 26th or 22nd.
Yeah, it's coming out July 26th. And okay. I'm actually doing a signing in New Jersey, New York, the week of July. I'll be posting all this on my Instagram.
Perfect.
And then I was signing at the Grove in LA, at Barnes & Noble, July 28th. So, yeah, and they could get it on Amazon or, you know, there's a link on my Instagram. If you click on it, it has all the places. Or you could just buy it online. Yeah.
And the podcast comes out?
The podcast comes out, I believe, July. It's like the second week of July. So in the next few weeks.
Okay, perfect. And everybody can follow you on social media where?
On Instagram, Audrina Patridge. And then that's my like main source. It's connected to my Facebook, but like I don't really do. I'm not a Facebooker. I just Instagram.
Well, it was really actually lovely to meet you and chat with you. And I know we have a few connections of the same.
Yeah, we'll come over for a play date the next time we're around. Yeah.
Next time you guys are here in LA or Orange County, let me know.
Yes.
Go to the beach or do something with all the kids. There's so many fun things to do.
Yes. Or without the kids. Yeah.
Or without the kids. We could do a girls' night.
I love it. I love it.
We love doing things without the kids.
We thank you so much for taking the time and congratulations on the book and the podcast. We can't wait to catch up on all of it.
Thank you guys so much. It was so nice meeting you and have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.